The Future of Antibiotics, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. National Institute for Animal Agriculture and Merck Animal Health veterinarian Bob Smith is taking a very cautious and conservative approach to the flagrant abuse of antibiotic use in both humans and in animals. In the future, Smith sees feed yards demanding more preconditioned calves that are less likely to become sick. And, with imminent pressures from consumers and national beef chains, he suggests producers may see more change in how they're able to administer antibiotics.
I would not be surprised to see regulations in the future where if you want to go down and buy a bottle of penicillin or a bottle of tetracycline, that will be a prescription product rather than over-the-counter. So we have a responsibility of judicious antibiotic usage, but also we have a responsibility to treat animals when they're sick, just as physicians have a responsibility to treat children and the adults when they become sick with a bacterial infection. If resistance continues to develop to these antibiotics, then we could have not only costly losses in companion animals, costly losses in livestock, but also we could have loss of life on the human side if we have nothing left to treat them with.
Some have estimated that there will be more deaths due to antibiotic resistance than cancer in the not-too-distant future.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.